Bei der Pfarrermeister wird Aleph, ihr Topschenperle, Rabbi Feivischke.
In the first pasuk in Achrei Mois, Rashi tells us the following. The pasuk is let me say the two pasuk, the first two pasukim, then we'll see what's going on here. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. The Torah tells us Hashem spoke to Moshe when Achrei Mois shnei bnei Aaron, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. The two sons of Aaron made a mistake on the day of Chanukah Samishkan, the pastors on the first of Nisan, and they died. So Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aaron, Bekarvosam, when they came near Livnei Hashem, before Hashem by Yomusu, and they died. There's many suggestions in the Gemara as to what was their chait, but okay, we'll go into that maybe a little bit later. But after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they came near before Hashem and they died, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe on that. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Daber el Aaron achicha, speak to Aaron your brother, and follows the Avodas Yom Kippurim. The first parasha here is what happens in Avodas Yom Kippurim. Aaron has to wear special clothes, and the whole Seder, as we know, on the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Now Rashi comments, the Pasuk says, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Achrei Moshe, Neben Aaron. What's the relevance? Says Rashi, Moshal, he brings him a Moshal, that came to a doctor, and the doctor said to him, listen, you got to be careful, be careful what you eat, be careful where you lie, be careful. But another patient came to the doctor, and the doctor said to this second patient, don't eat cold foods, don't this, and so that you should not die like the first guy died. Okay, so Rashi is there, the second situation, the second patient, Zirzoi, has been warned, Yosef Minorishan. Oh, much more. He's been told, or else. Achrei Moshe, that's why it says, Achrei Moshe, Neben Aaron. Okay, so now, the Moshel that Rashi brings is very, very good, but the Chora doesn't fit in with the Psukim with the Nimshon, right? How do we learn the Moshel to Aaron? Listen, Aaron, be very careful, don't you do wrong, because like your sons did wrong and they died. But the statement is in Pasuk. What did it say in the first Pasuk? Hashem spoke to Moshe after the death of Aaron, when they came in before Hashem and they died. And Hashem said to Moshe, Daber el Aaron. So, first of all, what's the Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe? Where's the warning? What did Hashem tell Moshe to say to Aaron? Daber el Aaron achicha, v'al yovoi b'choleis, don't come any time into the Beis HaMikdash, don't enter the Kodesh Kodashim. V'lo yomus, he won't die, but it doesn't say anything about the Shnei Bnei Aaron. So, stimmt nicht. Okay. The Kli Yakor asks that kasha, and he says, Poshup Shatlas, it's a chidush, but he says Pshat like this. Also, we have to note the two points. Vayedaber, the repetition, Vayedaber Hashem, and then Vayomer Hashem. And then, why change from Vayedaber to Vayomer? Yeah, so he says like this. Vayedaber, this is how you should translate the first pasuk. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe. Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron. After the death of Shnei Bnei Aaron. It hasn't told us how long after or when after, but okay. What did Hashem say to Moshe? Bekarvosam Livnei Hashem. That's what Hashem said. Bekarvosam Livnei Hashem. Because they drew near before Hashem, Vayamusu, that's why they died. So in the first pasuk, Hashvogu was telling Moshe the following. Open speech marks. Bekarvosam Livnei Hashem, Vayamusu. You want to know why this terrible tragedy happened, the two sons of Aaron died. You know why? Bekarvosam Livnei Hashem, Vayamusu. That's the warning. That's the message. You came too close. Now, that's a warning on a big notice board. Now go to Aaron, Vayomer Hashem el Aaron, and go and say to Aaron, now softly, Vayomer. We're talking about Avodah Yom Kippurim. It's a great privilege and it's a wonderful situation. But what was the warning? The warning was, you should know, Bekarvosam Livnei Hashem Vayomusu. So, massive problem. Rav Shlomish Radon, Tzadok Lebracha, take that, Muradik Akasha. Why are we here for? on this earth, the tachlis of a mensch is kreivus al Hashem, to come near to Hashem. That's the tachlis of the avoda. And the Chabad Lubavitcher tells us that Gan Eden, what is Gan Eden? Gan Eden is basking in our closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole purpose of our existence is to come near Livnei Hashem. So how can it be that Shnei Bnei Aaron, you know why they died? Because they came near to Hashem. That's what you're supposed to be doing. How can it be? So Rishon Shvadron sat like this. What happened there? What happened? This was a wonderful day, Chanukah Sam Mishkan, the first day, Chodesh Nisan, Rashi says, not al Asor HaToros, 10 crowns, wonderful day, for the first time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Shechina into the Mishkan, and we inaugurated the Mishkan, and Aaron and his sons were ordained to be Kohanim to Hashem. Muridik and Gewaldik, since the beginning of the creation, over 2,500 years of creation, we've never had a situation where there's a small building on earth where HaKadosh Baruch Hu concentrates his Shechina, and we can go and come close to him. Muridik and Gewaldik and Tog. But Shnei Bnei Aaron and Aaron Aviu, we mustn't chas v'sholem class them together with other people who died for a sin. For example, Korach. Korach did an Aveiro. And Korach died because of the Aveiro. No question about it. Korach, although he was Talmud Chacham, we can class him amongst the Rishoyim. He was a Rosho. Rosho, he did a terrible thing. Nodim and Aviu were great tzaddikim. In fact, Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, to comfort Aaron when the two sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hu Asher Diba Hashem Bikroivai HaKodesh." Moshe said to Aaron, it's back in Shemini, that I knew something like this would happen. This is what Hashem spoke to me, and he told to me, "Bikroivai, with those close to me, Ekodesh, I will be made holy." What does it mean? It means when a tzaddik is punished, it gives a gewaldige kiddush Hashem. It shows you no messing about the divine shalom. Even if you're a tzaddik, there's no protection. If you do it wrong, you get punished. Okay. So Rashi says the Moshe said to Aaron, "Ayodei ahoyisi. I always knew sheis kadesh habayis b'moyudav shel mokim." There will be a terrific Kiddush Hashem in the time of the Hanosah space of Mishkan with those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I thought it was me or you. Now I see Roya Ani. Now I see that it wasn't you or I. It was not the Malaviyu. I see Shehem Gedoylim Mimeni Umimcha. They are greater than me and you. So don't get the impression. Dad Maviyu, very, very naughty. No, Maviyu, a muridik and tzaddikim greater than Moshe and Aaron. So I was a boss. Very simple. The pasuk says, "Vayikhu bnei Aaron." What did Dad Maviyu want to do? They felt so elated, so honored, so privileged that today the Mishkan, and I'm going to be a kohen. That everybody shloim them. I want to do something for you, and so they brought. The pasuk says, "Vayikhu bnei Aaron nodav aviyu ish machtosoi." They brought their own fire pan. "Vayitnu behen eish vayosim alech ketores." The most beautiful avodah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most is ketores. We both of us want to do the best thing we can do for you. We will bring you ketores. But the pasuk says, "Vayakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zara asheloi tziva oisam." You can't make up your own ways of doing things. Loi tziva. You have to do your kravos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do your mitzvahs al pi Shulchan Aruch. It's no good. Oh, my heart's one of my other. Wait. The motive has to be the Ribbono Shel Olam told me. These were gewaldig what they did, Karvosan and Hashem, but it wasn't Hashanoi Tzimo. There's no permission to do it. You can't daven shachris twice because you feel you're daven. You daven the whole shachris. Oh, you're the most, I love you. Gewaldig can daven. I will not more daven. Tarnished. Ah, but it's Karvosan and Hashem. No, no, no. You can only go according to the rules. Let's go on the same minyan. Rashi tells us that Bashas Matan Torah, right, which was 8 months before, Matan Torah was in Sivan, right? The year before. And now we're in Nisan. That's Tammuz of Elul Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tei B'Shvat Adar Nisan. 9 months later, there was Kabbalas HaTorah. 9 months later, there was Hakamas HaMishkan. Says Rashi. Rashi tells in the Chumash. By Matan Torah, it says there, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayechzu Elokim Vayochlu Vayishtu. So Rashi says there that the Bnei Yisrael and the greater people didn't behave exactly right because of the Simchas Kabbalas HaTorah. They had Simcha in not the exact level that should be. Okay, so they erred in the way they celebrated Kabbalas HaTorah, whatever. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to punish the Tzadikim because it's the guys at the top that carry the can, right? Only Hashem didn't want to spoil the simcha. It's a beautiful day. Yom Chasunosoi, right? Chasunosoi is the Matan Torah. Kishmochu didn't want to spoil the simcha, and so he delayed it until Yom Tzakomas Hamishkan. Yom Tzakomas Hamishkan, Frekman Dochel Kasha, is also a Moiridika simcha. Why can Kishmochu be ma'arvim this simcha? What? So the answer is like this. The pshat is like this. Mamish, what we were saying. What went wrong on the day of Kabbalas HaTorah? The Bnei Yisrael, of their own decision, decided this is the way we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't doing a bad thing, they were doing a good thing, but they got it wrong. Now, really, there has to be repercussion for that. Hashem said, you know what? I'll let it go this time. But if exactly the same thing happened again 8 months later, that's why, although it's Irev HaSimcha, Kishmoku can't let it pass a second time because it looks like it's okay. Most of it looks like it's okay. I saw a moshul, I want to adapt it perhaps slightly to make it a bit different. If there's a regime that's very, very strict in its rules, the rules could be straight and fair, and not tyrannical, not wicked, but they're very strict. If you break the rule, you're in trouble straight away, right? I believe in Singapore, if you drop a litter, you get clobbered straight away, and you're in big trouble. That's right. They're very strict. So everybody very, very careful to toe the line and keep the rules, and keep the rules. One guy was invited by the king to come to the palace, and the king was makarev in Moira Dika Oifen, and he was a friend with him, and he gave him a suite, and he gave him a job, and he gave him a... So people said to him, you're okay. You're okay now because you're a friend of the king. He said, no, I'm in more difficult situation. Now that I'm in the palace all the time, I'm close to the king. If I step out of line, it'll cut me straight away. I'm worse off than you. You're far away from the palace. That's the motto. Right, the nimshel is, the Ribbono shel Olam put us on this earth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Matan Torah brought us close to him. And then on the Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Mishkan, he brought his Shechina to live with us. We're all pali. We're all together. Me and the Ribbono shel Olam, we're all... So the Ribbono shel Olam, yoy. I've got to show you that although we are very close, and although I enjoy your friendship, and although I want you close to me, but I am Hashem and you are my people. Therefore, on the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem had to make an example to know. We're now going into some ridiculous situation. From now onwards, you have to know, Klal Yisrael, that however wonderful, however close we are together, but remember, Ani Hashem, and toe the line. That's why here, because Rosam Livnei Hashem, and toe the line, I'll be the halacha. On Azoi state, in the Brocha, in Amar Sheino. If we look deeply into Ma'ar B'Sheina, there's a few problems there. But anyway, okay. Bekitzer, what are we asking Kadosh Baruch Hu? We are also milvanech targelenu b'sar asecha, make us be constant with the Torah, dabakeinu mitzvah asecha, ve'al tivyeinu lulu dechet, we don't want to do avarice, ve'al yishloit banu yetzahora. Don't let the yetzahora dominate me. Okay, please, Ribbono shel Olam, don't let him be my boss. Okay, get weiter. The Dabakeinu be Yetzer HaTov. Ribbono shel Olam, please make it that me and Yetzer HaTov, we're together. I'm stuck with the Yetzer HaTov, and the Yetzer HaTov has been kicked out. Okay, fine. So that's where we're holding. V'choif es Yitzreinu lehishtabed loch. And force our Yetzer to be subservient to you. What's this? We've got rid of the Yetzer Hara. We said, Kishmoch, kick him out. Hachikeinu. And we're now close with the Yetzer HaTov. So what's this? V'choif es Yitzreinu. Zok Rabbi Shimon Shvab, they're good. This Choyfes Yitzreinu is our Yetzer Tov we're talking about. I've got now, I'm close to my Yetzer Tov, but don't let my Yetzer Tov mislead me. We do, Lishma, we do things wrong, L'Shem Shamayim. Well, it's the right thing to do. Not of an Aviyu, L'Shem Shamayim. It's the wrong thing to do. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although we're now in the hands of our Yetzer Tov, don't let the Yetzer Hara dress himself up as a Yetzer Tov and lead me astray. That we do things sometimes. You think, it's a mitzvah, Zotaton. Is it a mitzvah? If it's a sofik, how about asking a shayla? How about going to a das Torah? How about going to a moed ha'ira? Or get it right. To be korvosam levnei Hashem, but it's got to be right. It's got to be al pi halacha. The first thing is the Shulchan Aruch. And then l'shem shamayim, kanoes, check on it. Is this mitzvah a mitzvah? Or is it an Aveiro in disguise? Okay, that's the beginning of the parsha here. Okay. If you notice in the parsha, the whole of Avodah Yom Kippurim, it starts off like this. B'zoz Yavai Aaron HaKodesh. There is, okay, we'll come to that in a moment. But those of you have Aaron HaKodesh, Aaron cannot come b'chol eis whenever he wants. It's only like this. B'zois, Rashi says, with these korbanos, Yovei Aaron el HaKodesh, and he gives a list of the korbanos and the begodim he has to wear, and it's got there in the pasuk, take the korbanos from the Bnei Yisrael. Vehikriv Aaron, Aaron shall bring the parachatos. Venosan, Aaron, Aaron shall put the gerolos. Vehikriv Aaron. Next pasuk Yudalef, Vehikriv Aaron. And then again later on, the pasuk is Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. And it goes right through the Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Somach Aaron, Shnei Yodov, Al Rosh HaSavachai, the Sohem Ishtaleach, Ubo Aaron Eloi El Moed, the whole parsha is Aaron, 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 because Aaron's the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, right. So far, in the Chumash, in the Pasuk, it states this when. It says who and how. No one can go in the Kodesh. Aaron may not go into Kodesh Kodashim unless he brings these Korbanos. It does these things, yeah? Begodim, huh? And this is, we do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. It hasn't said when. Rashi says that, as Rashi was bringing earlier on, Rashi says, B'zos Yovei Aaron, right at the beginning, in the second pasuk, Rashi says, V'afzu loy b'choleis, but even this, Aaron does, not any time he likes, ki'im b'yom ha'kippurim, only on Yom Kippur, k'moshe m'foresh, b'sof ha'pasha. Later on, as we get towards the end of the parsha, in pasuk choftes, right, pasuk, the whole parsha is 34 pasukim, and we're at pasuk 29, we're near the end. Now it says, V'hois olachem l'chukas oylam, b'chodesh ha'shvi, b'osalach, This, I'm telling you now, is on Yom Kippur. Do it on Yom Kippur. Okay. Next pasuk says, the Kippur, and then it tells you, Yom Kippur is important. This is the day of Kapporah. Shabbat Shabbos in Hilochem. There's a din of Shabbos. Ve'inisem is a din of Avatainis. Okay. Then pasuk Lamed Beis, for the first time, it says, for the future we also have to do this. The Kippur. HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi, the Kohen who takes over from Aaron, the next Kohenim Gedolim, will do this Avodah. For the first time, we don't talk about Aaron, we talk about the Kohen. Right? And so, Poshep Shat is that we're talking now to Aaron, because Aaron's going to do it, and then, for future, the Kippur HaKohen. Yeah, okay. There is a Shitta, which is brought down, it's quite well known, that this Halacha of the Avodah Yom Kippurim in the Kodesh Kodashim, that Aaron has rishus to do it whenever he likes. Right? Nobody else can. Aaron, Ba'al Yovei B'choleis, he can't come, if you read the Chumash, as I say in Chumash really, Ba'al Yovei B'choleis, he can't come whenever he likes El HaKodesh, but B'zois, with this he can come. So in other words, precondition, if you want to come into Kodesh Kodashim, Aaron, go ahead. But do this service, to do the Avodah Yom Kippurim on and Chanukah, Nafkamin and Ish. You're allowed to, right? Aaron was allowed to, and no one else. Therefore, in the beginning of the parsha, it says, Aaron may not go into the Kodesh unless he brings these korbanos. And this is what he shall do. Aaron 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 can do whatever he likes. The date isn't mentioned yet because Aaron isn't fixed to the date. At the end of the parsha, when we finish with Aaron, we're talking about future. There the Torah says, B'chodesh hashvi'i be'osal ha'chodesh, only on Yom Kippur can it be done, because B'chippur ha'koyim, because now we're talking about future Kohanim. Future Kohanim can't come in B'chodesh when they like. Only Aaron could do it. That's why later on, it only mentions Kohen later on. And B'emes, I have to work it through, it's a complicated point, but there's a pasuk in Achrim Moiseh, in this parasha here, that's in the wrong place. If you've learned Avodas Yom Kippurim, because the Gemara says, when it says that Aaron to take off his clothes and leave them there, it's in the wrong place, because Aaron has got to do more kabbonos, he's got to do more avoda back into the gold begodim, and then go back into the white begodim, as they let the Gemara, right? So that pasuk is in its wrong place. Well, actually, it's in the wrong place. But if you learn, we're talking about Aaron coming whenever he likes, then it's in the right place. Or Aaron is in the right place, because the reason why he has to change over from the white begodim into the gold begodim was to go and do the musaf. But if it's not Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Musaf. Avodas Yom Kippur has got to do with musaf. So then there's no musaf. So therefore he can take off his white clothes now. So the pasuk of Aaron, that's pasuk of Gimel, is in its right place. So it makes a godika a help in the pasuk to fashtay that it goes in its right place. Okay. Right, a little bit on Achrim Moiseh. This week we're Baruch Hashem with two sedras, a kedoshim as well. Let's have a little look at kedoshim. Okay. The Torah starts off, Adam Hashem v'shalim v'adam v'kol elef v'nisim v'amat aleim, kedoshim to you. I want you to be kedosh. Why? Ki kedosh, ani Hashem elokeichem. Because I, Hashem, your God, is kedosh. So, pashtus, the way we've learned till now. What are we supposed to be doing here, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, if we're filthy and dressed in rags, we can't come next to the king. The king is clean and beautiful, so you've got to be, if you want to sit next to the king, you've got to look nice, right? Pashut. Kadoshim to you, Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'm Kadosh, and I want you to come close to me. But if you look at it from a different angle, it's a massive problem. Massive problem. Yeah? Was it in 1960 something, when Edmund Hillary was the first guy to, somewhere around there, he climbed Everest, yeah? 53. Sorry? 53, okay, all right. Right, imagine, right, in 1953, okay, Edmund Hillary climbed Everest. He comes down from Everest, and he comes around. Let's imagine, if he would have come amongst the people, and I was a kid then, lining up the streets, and he'd walking down the streets, and we'd say, oh, great man, and he'd say to me, you know, Fabius K, I want you to go tomorrow and climb Everest. I did it, you do it. What are you talking about? I'm a little kid. You're an experienced mountaineer. You've been training and practicing for 20 years, and then you took a kid. How can you tell me to go and do it? I can't climb Snowdon, never mind. Never mind, never. That's a stupid thing to say. You do it, because I did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kadosh to you. You know why? Kikodosh Ani. How can you do that? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Kikodosh Ani? Does it make sense? How can it be? It's ridiculous. So I heard years ago, says our marshal, Azazoy, Bochim in Yeshiva, up to the stage of Shiduchim. So there are different Bochim in different situations. Bocha, from a very poor background, a very poor family, became a chosen. So his chaverim dealt with him and said, you know, they were talking among themselves, I feel sorry for Chaimo. I feel really sorry for him. He's going to have a real tough time. I mean, a penny bun costs tuppence, or even more when you're married. How's he going to cope? How's he going to manage? He's got a panosa. Things are difficult. How's he going to manage? So people were sorry for him. He can't manage. Another bocher, who became a chosen, whose father was a multimillionaire, no one said, how's he going to manage? That's where them helping. That's where them gave him. Kadoshim tiyu zot de debayin shalolam ki kadosh ani ich bin dein tata, and you want to be kadosh, I'll help you. I'm here there. Other mekadosh asmi lemato maat vani mekadosh mishmaim mekadosh makdishim mizmaharbe. Kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am your best friend. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I know it's a tough job, kadosha. I know. Oh, but I'm here to help you. Habol time sayinoi soi. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I'm not something far away. I'm Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So how'd you get there? Very interesting. There's 71 mitzvahs in the parsha, something like that. One of the biggest sedus with mitzvahs. That's how you become kadosh. Do the following. Hashmocha says, you want to know how to become kadosh? Here you go. Ish imim abiv tira'u, shamsar zatish moiru, al tivinu el alilim, v'chisit v'chuzev aftoida, all the mitzvahs we have, Rashi says, Roy Gufi Torah Tziluyim, but we have a parsha of kadosh, of parsha's kadosh, where we have mitzvahs, follow these guidelines, and that will bring you to kedusha. What is the definition of kedusha? Okay, Rashi tells us the Ramban, the famous Ramban, a person could be novel Bishus HaTorah. But let's look at something else for a moment. Let's the Ramban expects of us not to be novel Bishus HaTorah, not to do all things beheta, hold yourself back. But let's look at a slightly different, a different tack. Way back in Shemini, at the end of the parsha, there's Macholas Asuros in the parsha, and at the end of the parsha, it says, "Al tishakzos nafshesechem." Don't make yourself filthy with all these things. Ki ani Hashem elokechem v'hizkadishtem v'hiyasem kedoshim. You shall make yourselves holy, and you will be holy. On this, the Gemara darshens, "Elu ma'im horishoinim." The mitzvah of the tzilas yadayim before you eat is merumas in v'hizkadishtem. As I said, the Gemara doubts, where do we know the tzilas yadayim from? L'hizkadishtem is mayim rishonim, which means before you wash for bread, before you eat bread, you have to wash. Okay, the tzilas yadayim. When we're sucking, the tzilas yadayim. So it makes sense. We've just talked about not eating the wrong foods. The Moshe says, when you go to eat the right foods, l'hizkadishtem, wash your hands. Yeah, okay. But what's the notion? L'hizkadishtem. Why is mayim rishonim l'hizkadishtem? You wash your hands. What is, why we masake, why we chazal masakein the tilas yadayim? Mishum sarach teruma. Because the koyanim, before they go and eat teruma, have to wash. They mustn't have that, they've got to be tohoir. Because they're eating a heiliger machol, that it's not stam eating, they're eating teruma, which is a davar kodesh, which is something elevated. You can't just walk into it, wash your hands. So the koyanim had to be batahara before they would eat teruma. When I go and eat, I eat ordinary stuff. I eat ordinary food. I don't eat too much. So why do I have to wash my hands? That's the message. Make your achila, not stamen achila. Make your achila dover kodosh. Why are you eating? Just to fill your stomach? To enjoy the taste? Eat because you want to. L'shem shamayim, atav tan gesund. I want to say, v'akadosh baruch hu. Elu mayim orishonim. Just like the kohen who enters, who goes to eat a dover kodosh, has to have a kedusha, has to have a tar of washing his hands, so that Yisrael, all of us, when we go to eat, stand also, because sitting down to the table to eat, don't sit down to the table to eat because if you eat the right derech, the table is a mizbeach. Just like the kohen has to wash, so you have to wash. V'skadishtem yisem kedoshim, like the kohen. And that's why when we make the bracha, we don't say, why don't we say, al-rechitzas yadayim? What's the tilas yadayim? Nitl means to raise high. Raise your hands, elevate your hands. You're now going to use your hands to eat. Raise your hand. We have a halacha that you're supposed to lift up your hands. Yeah? Okay, that's the remez. It's not stam hands. I'm not going to stam eat. I'm eating a devar kedusha. I'm eating something l'shem shamayim. So netilas yadayim, raise up your hands. That's the same in the morning. Why make a tilas yadayim when you get up in the morning? I'm not going to eat now. I've just slept all night. I've now got up this morning. What have I got up this morning for? I've come to serve you. I've got a whole day ahead of me to serve you. Before I start my day in service, netilas yadayim, I raise my hands, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally. I raise my hands. My hands are now a keli with which to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's v'hizkadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Okay. Shabbat.